All right, so this is Ken Condon from Riding in the Zone and Tony's Track Days. I'm sitting here with Matt Blake, who's a amateur road racer with Loudon Road Racing Series, and he's been a track day rider for a couple years, and he's graduated into the road racing ranks, and so he's had some questions about passing, and so we thought we'd share what his thoughts were, his questions, and then my responses. So Matt, we were talking about something about, you had a question about how you were passing people in races versus how you did it in the past courteously with track days. So why don't you describe the passing situation that you had a question about?
Yeah. So when I had a few concerns about some of my passing because it feels kind of dirty when I'm doing it. So I wanted to talk to other racers and see if this is, it's normal, because I don't really know since I'm new. So my first concern is in turn one at the start of the race. So everybody's going into turn one all at once. And when I was a novice, everybody was really kind of timid going into turn one. So it was really easy to be towards the front. But when I moved up to amateur, I found out that still everybody is pretty timid going into turn one. So what ends up happening is going into turn one, I end up going a lot faster than them and passing people on the outside. And because I'm passing people on the outside, I now have to go in slower to turn 1A. But before I do that, I'm getting in front of them. So I'm definitely, like, I'm cutting these people off for sure. And it feels wrong when I'm doing it because that's not how I'm used to passing people on the track. But that's just what I end up doing. So I'm just wondering, how would you handle this situation?
Yeah, just so people know that he's talking about Loudon, New Hampshire Motor Speedway. So turn one is a left-hand turn off of the straightaway, and then it dumps right into a right-hand turn, which we call 1A, which then dumps into a left-hand turn, which is turn two. So it's a little chicane. So what Matt's describing is he's coming into turn one with, 15 other riders, and because he's going faster, even though he might be in the second or third row, he's catching up to all these other racers, and he's going around the outside of them. So left-hand turn, so he's going around the outside on the right. And then that puts him very early inside for the right-hand turn two. And that naturally, because he's taken a slower sort of path through there, he has to slow down, but he's blocking the racers that he has passed. And so, and it also, consequently, because he's going through turn 1A slower, turn two becomes slower. And so he's just concerned about, is that cool that he's slowing all these other, blocking them, slowing them out, slowing them down. And because in a track day, we would obviously not be wanting people to cut in front of other riders and that sort of thing. So here's my answer. The answer is this is racing, and that's what you should be doing to a point. When on a track day, you go out there, you have fun, you're just, nobody's, no trophies, there's nothing like that to risk, for. And even with amateur road racing, which is what Matt's participating in, you're really only racing for plastic trophies or, plaques or something like that. So, I mean, everybody's got to go to work on Monday. So, realistically, what I'm about to say is it needs to be kept, within a reasonable amount of courtesy and safety. So when it comes to racing, though, the whole point is to get in front of and stay in front of your competitors. So when you're going into a corner, and let's say turn one, this scenario here, going around the outside and then getting in front of the people, just enough of showing a front wheel is going to force them to stand up or to certainly slow down and not take their ideal line, which would get them through the series of corners faster. You've interrupted that that flow for them to actually get a good pace through there. What's kind of your goal is to interrupt their pace and to interrupt their flow. And it also has the added benefit of you getting in front of them. And once you're in front of them, that's half the battle, because getting back by somebody takes an awful lot more effort. If they're already in front, then they've got the advantage for sure, and you have to do the work, find the way to get by them. So getting in front of them at the start is one of the top things you need to learn when it comes to winning races. A lot of people don't consider how important the starts are, but starts are really something that you need to be able to get down and to understand that, you know, getting in front is nets greater benefit than you can you actually would be apparent right off the bat. So there's another question that Matt had about passing, and it was a bit more about coming up on lappers, right?
So they run multiple races at the same time. So they might have different level races at the same time. So they'll have an amateur race along with a novice race, or an expert race along with an amateur race. In this situation, it was an amateur race, which is what I was in, and they were also running novice races on the track at the same time. So there's a big difference in speed between the people. So this was like the middle of the race, so this was, people have already spread out, but I was trying to just keep somebody that was in my race, an amateur, in sight. So I was going pretty quick, and as I was coming around turn 9, which is a right-hander, I could see a group of three novices getting ready to go. They're probably about halfway between turn 10 and turn 11, and my plan was to just take them in turn 11, but I didn't make it in time. So just after turn 11, I was passing two of them, and then the other one I was passing. I was still going pretty much at full speed because I didn't slow down for them. So I passed the other novice on the inside of turn 12A, and then because I was going so much faster, I had to get back on my line for turn 12B. So I basically just had to cut in front of them. And the way it seemed to me at that time is I can't imagine that they didn't have to stand their bike up or do something different because of what I did. And afterwards, when I wasn't thinking about it at the time, but afterwards I thought, well, maybe that was a little bit aggressive. Especially because they weren't even in my race, and I wasn't gaining or losing anything by passing them, but I was just trying to keep somebody who was in my race in sight.
Yeah, so that's a tricky one, in that, you know, you have to balance the risk and the reward. You know, the risk of taking somebody up the inside and then possibly coming down on top of you and then taking you both out has to be balanced by the reward of getting the pass done quickly. More times than not, it's best to go ahead and make the pass, not hesitate. However, in a case like this, it's something that you really have to make a lot of split-second decisions. If you can ever, you know, approach slower riders and treat them as though they're just sort of, you know, chicanes that you just sort of deal with, you go right by them as quickly as possible, and they become a non-issue. What a lot of amateurs and novice racers do, and even track day riders, is they come upon a slower rider, and then they tend to change their pace to match the slower rider. And then they wonder why after three laps they can't get by, and they wonder why their lap times are so much slower. So the strategy is to get your eyes off of the rear wheel of the rider you're in front of and to immediately look at them as though they're just something that's slightly in the way, and that you're going to just zap them, essentially, get by them as quickly as possible, and do it early. Now, that's easier said than done sometimes, especially when you come upon somebody who's a little bit slower than you, in which case then it might take a few laps for you to really figure out the weakness that they have, and you know that they go a little bit wide in some corner, and so that you're going to take them up the inside. So that's just racecraft, where you're able to take that, you know, be patient and sort of get a feel for where you're able to make the pass on somebody who, again, is only just a little bit slower than you. People that are significantly slower, though, I really should go ahead and make those passes just as briskly and quickly as possible. When it comes to standing somebody up, that's something we all want to avoid if we can. Again, this is all sort of amateur racing, and certainly in track days, that's a no-no. You know, what you did wasn't wrong. It's just more that, you know, you're right to, like, after you do that kind of pass, to sort of think about it and evaluate it and see if maybe there wasn't a better way to do that, that didn't maybe risk that person's, you know, it's not so much that person getting freaked out, because that's kind of part of racing, is that people are going to pass you. And as novices, they're going to be more uncomfortable with people passing them close. But you know what? They're learning. And as long as you're not really, you know, cutting it too close, then don't feel bad about it. It's what we do. It's called racing for a reason. Okay, so a couple other things I just want to mention is just that, you know, passing is something that is really falls under the category of racecraft. So does race starts. So both things that Matt just brought up are appropriate topics for him to be exploring right now, because as his first few races as a racer, he's now in a situation where he's going fast and he's encountering all these these little things like, you know, gee, how do I manage, you know, these starts and passing people and that kind of thing. So racecraft is easily, I would say 40 to 50% of what racing is. The rest of it is really about lap times and keeping your bike up on two wheels, of course. So, you know, we'll revisit this these topics, you know, at other times. I'm sure Matt and I talk about racing quite a bit. And so when we get a chance, we'll record them and share them with you. If you have any questions, email me, Ken@ridinginthezone.com. Bye.